Cam Bay Sports hoping to take a look at all 28 teams getting ready to compete at the state football semifinals in Cedar Falls this week. And in Class 1A, South Hardin making their first ever trip to the semifinals. We're talking now with their head coach, Nick Eller. Coach, you know, first off, congrats on getting this point. I'd imagine really exciting times there at South Hardin.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate that. And, yeah, it is very exciting times. We've been really working for this as a program since I got here. And our school district and our players and parents have been hungry for this for many years. We've had a really good tradition before we became South Hardin, then kind of had our ups and downs as South Hardin. But Eldora, New Providence, and Hubbard Radcliffe before this had some very good football traditions. We've tried to kind of bring that, you know, full circle and back, and I feel like we're heading that direction, and very happy to be going to the Dome, but want to keep.
Speak to this team's journey to get there. I mean, every team's goal is to end their season in Cedar Falls, but it's easier said than done. How was this group able to do that?
It's been a lot of years of work. It's not been an overnight, you know, snap of the fingers. Our district isn't a district that's going to have, you know, a ton of move-ins and you know, different people coming in out or transferring in. It's a homegrown group that's been playing in our youth program since third grade, and have just slowly gotten better every year. And the groups around them the same way. That senior group was one of our first groups to do the third, fourth tackle, and then you just had all these other classes that just joined in and start going. And it's just been nonstop learning the game of football, practicing. Tons of weight room time, and then this season came where we had a pretty good season last year, just missed the Dome, losing to Dyke in the quarterfinals, and then this season came along where just things have clicked the right way with some different positions. Obviously, you got to have all that happen. I think our schedule was a good schedule for us to make. It was a tough schedule, made it for, kind of prepare us for this playoff type of football where you got to be able to do a little bit of everything. Run, pass, and special teams, and your defense has got to be good. So I think our schedule set us up for that. We're always in a tough district around here. When you got Grundy in your area, you're going to have a tough district. And so I think it's just been a culmination of all those things, and then the guys just wanted to take the next step. Missing the Dome by a game last year, that was a hard pill for us to swallow, as we thought we had a good team that could do it last year, and we just got beat by a better team in Dyke. And now, you know, this whole offseason has been a push for us to take the next step as a program in this class with all the time they put in. Like I talked about, they wanted to be the first ones to do it. So it's just been a culmination of a million little things and big things, and really proud of our group and our program for taking the step to get there.
I know in seeing your team Friday night, you know, one thing that stood out to me was, you know, how good you guys have been defensively and how physical you are on both sides of the ball. I guess just speak to those elements.
Yeah, that our defense has definitely been our most consistent, best, you know, phase of the game, you know, over special teams and offense all year long. We've had pretty good in those two, but it's been our most consistently and our best of just play. I kind of describe it, and there's three phases of defense: your defensive line, your linebacker group, and then your secondary, and they just really play together well and communicate well. So if there ever is a missed tackle, a screw up, wrong gap, it seems like the next wave is there. That next front is there to go and be there for the next tackle. I think you saw that some with Trainer. They're a really good running back, really good offensive line. There was times where he'd maybe get through to the first missed tackle, or get through to the first through the D line, and then here came a wave of linebackers. Here came a wave of defensive backs, and it just made tough sledding for him, you know, all night. Even though I thought he still had a good night, but just made it so he was always just getting attacked, and our defense has just been awesome with that all year long. And then just being physical is just a style we want to play. And I think that's just something you develop, like I said, from that third, fourth grade tackle level. I think that's a mentality and a practice style you have to prepare to do, not just show up and hope kids hit hard. And I think our program does a good job of it, and our coaching staff does a good job of getting kids to understand that we're not going to win the game if we're not physical. We may not have the best athlete and size out there in every single situation, but we can sure hit hard, and we can sure play hard. So that's been something we've really pushed since I got here, and our kids have bought into it. The coaching staff does a great job of preaching it, and then we really practice it a lot. We hit a lot, try and take care of bodies too, but I just feel like you've got to be physical. You've got to hit, and to do that, you got to practice it, and we've done that a lot.
Now, looking ahead, you know, obviously you get to this point, everybody's really good, and you have to face a West Lyon team that is certainly really good. As you prepare, what stands out to you?
Oh, their size looks really good. We've faced a lot of teams here now the last two, three games with Ridgeview and Trainer, who both had, actually, I thought had better size than us across the board. You know, so it's nothing new to us that way, but I really like their line. It's just very physical back, very good size. They're physical, they're athletic. And then just across the board, they got some nice size defensive backs, linebackers, running backs. I mean, everyone just has that 6'2", you know, 220 look to them or 200 look to them, or they just got good beef, they got good size, good speed. There's not a weakness, you know, and this time of year, not many teams have big weaknesses, but they don't have one, and so that's why we've got to just come play our best football to be able to stay with them.
What's the most important thing on Friday?
I think the most important thing for us is just playing our football. I know it's the first time for us being in the dome with this group, so I hope there's not that, you know, that shock and awe moment for us when we get in there. We'll try everything we can during practice this week to, you know, get past that. But it's still the first time being there. I think if we come in and play our football and don't have that, you know, that deer in the headlights look, I think we'll be okay. If we come in and don't start off and don't play right away the way we're capable of, then, you know, we're going to be in trouble fast, I think, because they just put the hammer down pretty good once they get some momentum. So we just got to come out right off the bat and go right at them, and they're going to do the same to us and just play the football we've been playing all year long, a physical, good hard-nosed football, and then execute the way we've been at times most of the year.
That is Nick Eller, head football coach at South Hardin. His team gets ready for a 1A state semifinal on Friday against West Lyon.